right wireless network architecture. It can help your organization handle the tremendous growth in devices on wireless networks and give you the bandwidth you need to support enterprise applications. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Sherry Martin. Sherry has spent the last 10 years of her career driving product development and the incredible market growth of Motorola's wireless LAN technology portfolio. As senior manager of marketing, she has a wealth of knowledge about the wireless industry, and she is here today to talk about how your choice of network architecture affects your ability to deliver advanced services at the network edge. And Sherry, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Thank you.
As we always do, we like to kind of set the stage for our discussion. So I want to hear from you and kind of from the Motorola perspective. What are the major one or two pressures you're seeing that are making organizations go back and review their wireless networks and see if they need to kind of bring them up to today's standards?
What we see is the demands on the wireless network are growing. The proliferation of a number of smartphones folks are walking in with, personal devices as well as business devices, which is increasing the amount of traffic on the network. And we're also seeing, because of the speeds and feeds, having evolved to the point where businesses can rely on them as their default network technology, we see a lot of applications entering the space that are increasing the amount of bandwidth that's being consumed.
It used to be where we might put up a wireless network that would cover some of the conference rooms in our organizations, but we were still really focused on the LAN there, plugging into the wall. That's how we were getting our access. And absolutely, I've seen the same transformation that wireless is now the network and the one that people want. Since it's no longer kind of an afterthought or just kind of an add-on, what do you see as the next stage in this evolution? Do you really see it becoming the default network for a majority of organizations, the wireless LAN?
Absolutely. So if you look at wireless LAN in terms of the ability to connect more users, the number of ports that you need to have in your network decreases, which means that you're connecting more users per port that the IT administrator needs to manage in their network. And so you also provide the extra mobility for those folks to be able to conduct business at the point that they're standing instead of having to go back to their desk and to a tethered network. So it gives a lot more flexibility for the mobile worker and also to be able to do business in real time.
One thing that I think caught some organizations off guard several years ago was the consumerization of IT, specifically the smartphones that started coming on to the marketplace. I think a lot of IT wasn't planning for that. We were still in the stage years ago. You gave out a phone to your sales force. That's what they use. But we start bringing all these smartphones. We're at that new era of the tablets, and a lot of organizations, I think, are planning for those. They saw what happened with the smartphones, were caught off guard. Now they're getting ready. They know that these tablets are going to take over a lot of space in the organization. And so they need to have a wireless network that's going to be able to work well with these devices, not only now, but later. I want to dive in now to what Motorola specifically has in terms of your wireless LAN offerings that, again, are going to make sure that those devices work well today, but also are ready to be on board for that next series of devices that we don't even know of yet that are going to be coming down the line in the future.
Well, absolutely. And with this, the amount of new devices that are entering the space, the traffic increases. So you need to take a look at the wireless LAN and understand how that traffic flow is going. There really needs to be an evolution in the network. So when speeds and feeds were, 2 megabit all the way up to 54 megabits per second, we saw individual access points or maybe a spoken hub centrally managed model. But all the traffic really is funneled back to a central location, which means that you have additional, traffic on your LAN going from the actual access point to a centralized controller and then back out. While that was great and supported at 54 megabits, with 300 megabits per second, which is what 802.11n affords, you really need to take a look at that model and understand how better to roll out the network to support that increased traffic flow. So what Motorola has done is really brought the best of both worlds together, from having a distributed intelligence model where all of your policies, all your quality of service and your local traffic forwarding and security policies are all enforced at the edge, but be able to manage those all from a centralized point. the power behind having one pane of glass for a controller-based network is still there, but you also have all of that intelligence at the edge to allow the traffic to basically be routed to the next destination, and also have the policies and quality of service applied at the edge that increase the efficiency of that data flow.
And it sounds like it also improves the efficiency of IT, allowing them an easier way to manage and oversee the whole wireless LAN and make sure that things are working at an optimized level.
Absolutely. In fact, what Motorola has done is, with the Wing 5 architecture, every network element has the same operating system on it. So your access points, your switches, everything runs the same base level of code. And so you have a lot of flexibility. You can go in and you can change configurations of the controller, but you can also change them on the access point. And the same interface that you see on the controller is the same interface that you're going to see at the access point. Lots of flexibility, and the learning curve to be able to work within this operating system is much quicker because every element has the same operating system.
Sherry, I want to talk about three things that IT pros think about that sometimes keep them up at night, and get your take on kind of what Motorola is doing to help alleviate some of these concerns. I'll lay out the concerns, and we'll take each one in turn. Security, cost savings, and support. Those are things that IT is really looking for. Let's start around security. The security of these wireless networks, what does Motorola provide, again, to make that IT person sleep better at night?
Motorola has the industry's best in-breed security solution for wireless networks, which is our air defense platform. It provides 24/7 full-time scanning, which is absolutely critical to be able to keep an eye out for the anomalies that are going on in your network and to be able to be alerted when breaches are imminent, when rogue APs enter the environment, et cetera. In addition to that, that platform also allows you to automatically mitigate those threats. So instead of having an administrator have to go and understand that something's going on and then physically actually react to it, they can set up the system to enable the system to be able to react to that threat mitigation.
Cost. Enterprises want to keep it down. Small, medium-sized businesses want enterprise-class services, but they don't have the deeper pockets to handle that. So let's talk about cost, savings, or affordability of Motorola solutions for those two groups, enterprises and then the small, medium-sized businesses.
So when you're designing a network, the best advice we could give you is design it right from the start. Motorola has a bevy of wireless LAN design tools that really help get the accuracy of the network deployment correct right up front. Studies show that 50% of the cost of a network can be attributed to the network design. So the ongoing maintenance can be streamlined for the IT administrator if they start out with the right design. Beyond that, deploy the right solution for the requirements in the space. Motorola's got a very flexible portfolio, a lot of different access points and controller models. You can actually have groups of access points that work together in small environments without a controller, if you so desire. So really, the flexibility and deploying the right solution for the development. Also, there's some other things that you can take into consideration. The smart licensing. How are the APs licensed with the architecture? What Motorola has done is put in smart licensing, where you buy just the amount of AP licenses that you need, and then any bank of controllers that are managing that environment share that pool instead of having to actually license each one of those controllers. Another very interesting part of the air defense platform is remote troubleshooting and AP test. Customers can remotely troubleshoot environments without actually having to have an IT person on site. And in addition to that, they can actually set up automatic test suites that will run on a periodic basis to be able to be proactive instead of reactive in those situations.
Absolutely. Let's talk about real briefly support. Then we're going to give you some tips, some questions that folks should be asking about their vendors out there when they're looking at wireless LANs. But getting support, what, you know, how does Motorola work with folks once these APs have been rolled out and everything's in place? What type of support do you provide in terms of architecting those solutions, making sure then they're operating moving forward?
So once we have designed the deployment and it's been installed, we have a 24/7 support network that is available to our customers, and they can call us. We have a 24-hour service turnaround time available for our network elements. Our indoor access points have a limited hardware warranty that lasts for the lifetime of the product. And, you know, through that 24/7 customer service support line, you can get any of the services that you need to keep your network up and running, any troubleshooting diagnostics, and help with those tools.
Top two questions that should be on any IT person's list, anybody that's evaluating their wireless networks these days?
Well, it gets back to the performance of the system. And with all of this extra data, you really want to know if the architecture has the ability to provide that high performance. Does it have the security and the quality of service policies at the edge and be able to route that traffic locally? Does the connection between a controller and an AP need to maintain persistence in order to keep that level of service in play? And if those services go, or if that WAN connection goes down, what services do you lose? Because invariably, networks aren't, you know, fail-proof. And so you want to make sure that in every area of your network, you can maintain a persistent level of coverage and security. Also, you know, things like the licensing scheme, as I mentioned before, you know, how do you license the network? Do you have to license every controller, or do you have to, are those licenses flexible? That all relates to the cost, scalability, flexibility, resilience. Those are the things that you need to look out for.
Hey, Sherry, really do appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being here.
And we also appreciate all of you for listening as well. If you would like more information on Motorola's advanced wireless LAN solutions, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next wireless networking project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. Learn more over at govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019 if you would like to email connect@PCConnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up this installment of Connection Point.